Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. All of our programming is also available in podcast form if you'd like to listen to our programs that way. How much do you know about the Bible? How much do you know? Are you literate when it comes to what the Bible teaches? Recent statistics show that about 85% of U.S. households own a Bible. They have at least one. Some have up to four on average in their house. And 33% read the Bible once a week or more. However, 36% of Americans read the Bible less than once a year or never. So those are some pretty drastic ends of the spectrum. Some read it hardly ever, and some read it once a week. But still, who understands the Bible? Well, obviously those who don't read the Bible and don't study it, they don't understand it. They're not even looking at it. But what about those who do read the Bible? Do they understand what they read? A lot of times people can become quite frustrated because they sit down and they try to read it and they don't understand what they're reading. That can be very discouraging. And if we are to believe Christ, the answer is that most people don't understand their Bible. They don't understand what they read, even when they sit down and make an effort to read it. Notice Matthew 13. Let's see what Christ said. Matthew 13, Christ was speaking to the multitudes in parables, and he was explaining why he did that here in Matthew 13 and verse 13. Christ said, "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand." So they could hear his words, but they didn't know what they meant. Well, that's the same with a lot of people. They can read the words in the Bible, but they don't really understand what it means. Verse 14, Christ explains, "And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, 'By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them.'" So again, this is a fulfilled prophecy. Christ is pointing back to something written in Isaiah that the people wouldn't understand. They'd hear, but they wouldn't understand it. They'd see, but they wouldn't really perceive it. And they definitely wouldn't know the meaning of what they were hearing. And there's a reason for this. The correspondence course, which is a free course at thetrumpet.com, the full title is the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It has an open letter for lessons 1 through 4, and there's a quote in that letter that says this: "The startling fact is that the world has been spiritually blinded. This simply is not the time for most people to be called by God. God has not yet opened their minds to understand the marvelous truth about his purpose for mankind." And so people's minds are often close to the truth. They could sit down and spend time even reading the Bible. And some do, but not really understand what it says. Notice Revelation 12. Here's an important factor as to why people are in the state they're in today. Revelation 12 and verse 9, we learn something here that is, again, right in your very own Bible, and yet very few people understand it or believe it. Revelation 12 and verse 9, it says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world." Here we see that Satan deceives the whole world. All nations, all people, they're deceived. And so they might have a Bible in their house. They might even have four in their house. And they might even sit down and read it. But most don't understand what they read. But God is calling a few today. There are some that do understand it. And Christ makes this point in verse 16. Back in Matthew, where we were just reading, Matthew 13 and verse 16. Notice what Jesus Christ says here. He says, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Remember, he was just saying that most don't see or hear, but he says, now you, your eyes are blessed, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verse 17, "For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them." So there are some, not very many, but there are some who can see and can understand and are not being deceived by Satan today, but they actually understand what God's word teaches. Who is Christ speaking to here? Who are these people that can understand the Bible? Well, if you back up and look at verse 10, we find the answer to that. Verse 10, it says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speak you unto them in parables?" See, Christ was speaking here at this point when he says, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." He's speaking to his disciples. When he spoke to the multitude, he spoke in parables. They couldn't understand it. Sometimes people think that Christ spoke in parables to be more clear. Well, Christ spoke in parables so that most people wouldn't understand what he was teaching. And I don't know, they probably walked away from hearing it and thought, yeah, I understand that. But they really didn't. I mean, how many people read the Bible and say, yeah, I understand that, but they really don't? Quite a few, because as Christ says, you know, many people see, but they don't really perceive. And they hear, but they don't really understand. But there are some that can understand, that do know what God's word means. And it's the disciples that he's talking to. Christ was speaking to his disciples, and he is speaking to his disciples today, those whom God has called and that God's working with. That's who Christ is speaking to the disciples. Notice John 6 and verse 44. John 6 and verse 44. He says, "No man," Christ speaking, "no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." God has to do the calling. The Father has to do the calling. He calls people to Christ. God calls those that he chooses, and he opens their minds to understand his word. And that is amazing. That is something that is a blessing, as we read there in Matthew 13 and verse 16, Christ said, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." It's a blessing to be able to understand the word of God. It's not something to be taken for granted, because most people don't understand it. But God calls some, and they do understand. Their minds are open, and they are blessed because they can understand. And those who diligently study their Bibles and are understanding what God teaches, they're becoming biblically literate. They're understanding the Bible, not just remembering the words on the page or reading the words on the page, but knowing what it means, really understanding it. God has to do that. He has to open up a person's mind. And God shows us how to study his word. He gives us direction on how to do that. We see that here in Isaiah 28. So if God opens up a person's mind, he doesn't just say pour all of the Bible into their head. They've got to study. They've got to put their effort into it. And then as they work at it, they can understand it. Notice Isaiah 28 here in verse 10. It says, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, he talked often about how the Bible is like a jigsaw puzzle. Lots of different pieces. You know how that is. If you pour out the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, they're all mixed up and that you can't see with a picture. But when you take each little piece and you put it in the right spot, then you get the complete picture. The Bible's like that. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. You have to look at all the different passages of the Bible that discuss a certain topic and put the picture together. The Correspondence Course Open Letter for Lessons 1 through 4 says this: "This is one way he has hidden his truth from an unbelieving, self-willed world. It also is how he teaches you today. These Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course lessons draw from all of God's Word in this way." So when you go through the Correspondence Course, and you know this if you've taken it or are taking it, it goes to all the different passages related to whatever the topic is and makes a complete picture. A complete picture so that the understanding is there, so that we can be literate when it comes to the Bible. We can understand it so that we can be blessed by really seeing and by really hearing. And the Bible is a coded book. Only those that God calls can fully understand it, and they have to use the power of God's Spirit to do that. Notice this in 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 10. It says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." See, a person's mind has to be opened. God opens up a person's mind using the power of his Spirit, and then they can begin to really understand the Word of God. As it says here in verse 9, you know, the natural eye of man, doesn't look at and consider what God's really doing with man. People are often concerned with just the material life, the day-to-day. They're not thinking about what God's offering. They're not understanding the big plan, the big purpose that God has in mind, because their minds aren't open to that, to understand that spiritual knowledge. But verse 10 says, "But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." Those things can't be searched out and found just with human effort. It takes God's Spirit, and then the person whose mind is open does have to get in there and study their Bible and understand it. And if you do understand the Bible and you are studying it, then you are responsible to apply what you understand. God opens up a person's mind so that they can understand his Word and then apply it. And we see this if we look at Matthew 4. Matthew 4 and verse 4, it says, "But he answered," and again, this is Jesus Christ. He's battling against Satan, the devil, when Christ was on this earth as a human. And he's having this titanic battle with the devil, and he's using the Word of God to defeat Satan. Matthew 4 and verse 4, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." See, when we really understand God's Word, when our minds are open to it, then we need to make sure we're studying it, getting the depth out of it, and then applying it. Most people are blinded at this time spiritually. It's not their time right now to be called by God, but God is calling some today. He is calling some today. And when our minds are open, we're blessed. Our eyes are blessed, for they see. Our ears are blessed, for they hear. And then we need to take that truth and value it and apply it. And like Jesus Christ said in Matthew 4 and verse 4, live by every word. It's a blessing to be able to understand God's Word, and it's a blessing to be able to dig into the Bible and understand what it means, because very few can do that today. Even though statistics show that about 33% of Americans read the Bible once a week or more, many of them simply do not understand what they read. So if you can understand what you're reading and what you're studying and are going through the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course, that's a great blessing. And then there is a great responsibility to live by every word of God. If you haven't signed up for it yet, please do so. It's the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. It's for free at thetrumpet.com. You can sign up for it there. Another book that is really important to help you understand God's Word is Mystery of the Ages. And that's a free book, and it's at thetrumpet.com as well. Make sure you sign up for those and really dig into the Word of God. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. That's all the time that we have for this episode. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.